This is Peggy Van de Plasch. I speak about personal transformation via microdosing psychedelics. So today I want to talk about the three main blocks to your success. Regardless of the projects we're working on, of the goals we aim for, our default tendency is to add. We're going to add new activities. We are going to add new thoughts, new habits, new things, new behaviors, and so on. And this is how we end up with recommendations to get up at 4 in the morning for a 3 hour long morning routine, spend 80 hour working or doing a daily meditation of an hour long. So, however, it is really likely that actually by removing the big blocks that stand in our way, we will arrive to our destination faster and with less effort. And you know, if we're looking at life as a hurdle race, we can easily understand that we have higher probabilities to be successful by removing the hurdles than by adding jump training. So, what are the main three hurdles that hinder us in every area of our lives, our work, our relationship, our health, our happiness? The first one, perfection versus progress. So perfectionism is a curse. It's a curse that affects most of us. It gets especially bad for, you know, type A, ambitious, driven type of people who want to make it right at all costs. And perfectionism is actually, unfortunately, very much reinforced in most organizations. Where, you know, making a mistake, no matter how small, is really, really bad for your career. So, regardless of how many times we have read and heard about the gift of imperfection, being perfectly imperfect, the upside of falling, we want to control the outcomes and we want to guarantee success, or at least we want to eradicate any potential chance for error. So, the big challenge with this attachment to perfection is that it prevents us to get into action. We will not engage in anything that is short of perfect. The other challenge with that is that we might engage in a new unproven endeavor, but it will require us tremendous amount of time and energy, no matter how small the project. And, you know, I used to be like that very, very much. And in some areas, I'm still am. I don't cook. I don't cook at all. And there are plenty of reasons that can explain why I don't cook. It's time consuming. It's not very interesting. Smells bad, whatever. But the reality is that I'm so afraid to fuck it up that I would rather not even try. And you know, I don't really care about cooking, so it doesn't really have any impact on my life. But for a very, very long time, that dynamic was at play in every area of my life, work, play, travel, relationships, and it was really making my world very small and exhausting. And you know, like the constant control I had to exert over my environment to make sure things were perfect was preventing me to try new things, to reach my goals, and also to be efficient in doing so. So I was mostly able to get past this need for perfection by just starting new projects, even without knowing how to do them. And content creation has been an excellent example for me. I had no idea how to put together content or to publish it. And you know, when I was reading best practices on the topic, it was really, really overwhelming. And you know, there are so many reasons why I should not put myself out there. I'm not a major in English. I have a huge French accent. I'm not a marketer. I'm not a video editor, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? I just did it. I just started. And bottom line, I'm really enjoying it. And it's bringing me a lot of value as well. So, could the content be better? Of course, no doubt in my mind it could be. But it would have never existed in the first place if I had wanted it to be perfect. And you know, like success and opportunities, they love movement. If we don't move, nothing new and exciting will happen. So a great way for me to beat the resistance to start something even imperfectly is to write it down on my daily to-do list. So not the super long to-do list that we all keep somewhere in our desk behind many, many papers. No, the super, super short one, the one that once an item is on it, there is no turning back. I'm doing it. So that's the big, big, big hurdle for your success. As I said, this perfectionism and focusing on having something perfect versus having something done. So that's the first challenge. The second challenge is process versus intention. And you know what? It took me a while to realize that my focus was totally misguided when I was engaging in pretty much any activity. I was obsessed with the process and I was totally missing the intention behind my action. So first, I absolutely needed to have someone else, the expert, explain me in excruciating details the way. Second, hell or high water, the way had to be followed to the letter. So I thought the magic was in all the little steps that were making the overall recipe. You know, I was never stopping myself and, you know, asking, okay, is that step necessary? Could I make the process more efficient? What is it bringing to my goal? Is it their perspective? And so on. So I was totally missing the forest for the tree, or to stay in the world of analogies, I was stuck on the letter of the law. Versus looking at the spirit of the law. So I was, you know, giving my power away to experts and processes that might have been totally subpar on top of that. So the rigidity of my approach, which is also very much linked to perfectionism. So that rigidity was preventing me to see creative, efficient, and potentially fun ways to reach my goals. You know, I really had tunnel vision and I could only see the next little step versus the overall intention and the overall end goal. So now, yes, I will look into best practices, but I know that these best practices might have been the best at some point in a certain context for someone else, and that they might not apply anymore, or they might not be the best for me. So I really believe now that I might uncover a new best practice myself by doing something differently. So coming back to your intention prior to launching into actions, challenging the experts and their processes, looking for new ways to reach your goals, developing your own approach, all of that will help you to bring more flexibility, fun, and efficiency while meeting your target. So that was the second hurdle. The third hurdle, which is also a very big one, is this incongruency between our goals, our beliefs, our actions, our words, our feelings, and our thoughts. And I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. And this cognitive dissonance affects us in more ways than we think. Experiencing contradictions between our beliefs and our actions is similar to driving with a foot on the brake and the other one on the accelerator. It's not fun, it's not efficient, it's exhausting, and it is frustrating. So, for example, we all know very well that drinking alcohol, smoking, eating sugar are bad for our health. And we're still doing it. And these are very typical examples of incongruency between our actions and our belief. And the challenge with cognitive dissonance is that first they generate anxiety, stress, shame, guilt. Second, they keep us away from our goals. And limiting beliefs are behind the resistance that are leading us to incongruent actions and then blocking us on our way to our goal. So zeroing in on the limiting belief is really the first step to get rid of them. So the first thing is what are the secondary benefits this limiting belief is bringing to you? So, for example, if you're a smoker who would love to stop smoking but can't seem to be able to do so, what would be underneath that resistance? Do you believe that smoking makes you young and cool? Do you believe that smoking is a way to meet people? Do you think it's a way to have a break at work? Does it make you feel part of a community? Are you afraid that your relatives would be bothered if you were to stop? Do you think smoking is part of who you are and it's part of your identity? So you can see that there are many reasons that can justify why we might engage in an activity that we know is not the right activity, but we can't seem to stop that. And, you know, when we're facing blocks, it's always good to ask ourselves this question. So I used to love to have a drink when having lunch or dinner with my friends. And even if I wanted to cut it out, I was not able to do so. I could not seem to be able to do so. And so I did the same process. I tried to figure out, okay, what's behind me? What does alcohol mean for me? And I realized that alcohol for me meant fun. It meant conviviality. It meant cool kid. But also I was afraid to bother my friends if I were not to drink. So what I'm trying to say is that if you want to stop drinking, in my example, what I needed to address first was this idea of, well, people pleaser, because that was important for me, but also all these concepts that alcohol is cool, it's fun and convivial. So you really need to, it's like removing weed. You need to remove a root, otherwise you're just cutting and it's coming back. So I would advise you to look at some of your goals and values to detect the potential incongruency between them and your actions. And you can start with something small. It will be easier to be impartial. I personally like to jot down some notes regarding the potential limiting belief behind this cognitive dissonance, because it really helps to crystallize them, you know, once I have them written down. So once you have uncovered a couple of limiting beliefs, now the fun begins, because over the years, I used a bunch of techniques to release my limiting belief. And I'm going to give you some that I've used with a lot of success. And personally, I really like to combine them for optimal results. And I will explore in subsequent podcasts and videos each of them in details. So the first thing, I've spoken to you a lot about that, it's microdosing psilocybin. And I mentioned in previous editions how much microdosing has helped me, not only to increase my awareness, but also to release my mental blocks. You know, it's absolutely amazing in combination with all the tools I will mention. I would really, really use that as a building block, and it's going to augment all the other modalities. The second thing I like very much and is helping me, I mentioned it briefly, is journaling. It will really help you detect patterns and limiting belief and also keep track of your progress. If you really want to accelerate changes and make them stick, then write down every little improvements you're experiencing. The third thing is setting intentions. You need to know what is your desired state. If your limiting belief is that smoking brings secondary benefits, such as work break, you know, community or coolness, your intention will be to free yourself from this belief. And write it down, write your intention. Another tool I love is visualization or silver meditation, for some of you who might know that. And if you don't, Google it, it's a great, great tool. Every morning and evening in bed, take a few minutes, doesn't have to be long, to imagine your intention as having already happened, what it could look like. It would give your mind a target to focus and to bring to life. So that's very important for your brain to know where you want to go. We tend to think about what we don't want. So basically we keep reinforcing our mind with pictures of what we don't want. We need to show it what we want. So that's why visualization is so important. So you align your visualization with your intention. What is it you want? A tool I love is tapping meditation. That really helps me to release limiting belief. I have a tapping coach. She's amazing. Her name is Kelly Elliott. She works in person and remote. She works one-on-one. I used to work a lot with her one-on-one. She offers a great online course as well. Anyway, I'll put all the information in the comments. So tapping meditation, very, very cool. The other thing I love that has helped me very much is my coach. Not every type of coaching is really helpful with limiting belief, to be totally honest, but my coach is absolutely extraordinary. Her name is Lise Janelle. She has a tremendous technology to release limiting belief. She will soon be publishing a book with Jack Canfield. And in the meantime, there is a great seminar that she has. Again, I'll put the link. I've done it many times, and it's very, very good. And the last thing I love is hypnosis slash guided meditation. I know people don't really like the word hypnosis, so we can use guided meditation. I have worked one-on-one with hypnotherapists in the past a lot, but at this point, I'm mainly listening to tracks I download from Apple Music. I work also with amazing tracks from a great French practitioner. Her name is Camille Grislin, but it's in French. So if you don't speak French, maybe that's going to be less helpful. And you know, over the years, I've tried tons of tools, so many tools. I could literally write a book on the tools I tried. The ones I just mentioned are really the top ones that will help you free yourself from mental blocks. And they will help you create the changes you want to see in your life. And my philosophy of change is you clear and then you reprogram using multiple tools. It is simple and logical. However, most times the recommended approach is to add, always adding, add to whatever is already going on. By only leveraging one modality on top of that. So from what I've seen in myself and others, that's not efficient at all. So really seeing the limiting beliefs that were behind the incongruency between your goals and your actions will help you reach your targets. Keep in mind that multiple limiting beliefs can be at play behind one goal, but on the other end, one limiting belief can be at play behind many goals. So hopefully you attack this one and it's going to help you in many areas of your life. So you can use all this technique, you know, to address the resistances that might be behind your perfectionism and focus on, you know, the results. Same thing, you can use it if you're really, really centered on process versus goals. Use also these techniques to remove the resistance that are behind that. So really seeing limiting beliefs are akin to taking a shower. It is daily hygiene. You are not just taking one amazing shower for the rest of your life. That's the same thing. So thank you so much for listening. You know, I'm wishing you a lot of success, joy, and ease in your life. Please share your comments and questions. If you want to know more about myself, you can check out my website. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.